The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, we spoke on this show yesterday about a primary school in Selbridge which has closed from today after a number of fire safety and building compliance matters were identified that require urgent action. And parents of the students are due to meet with the Board of Management later on this evening. And one of those parents and former member of the Board of Management is Louise McNerney. Good evening to you, Louise. Tell us how the school community is feeling right now.
Hi, Ciara. I suppose everyone's very frustrated and angry that it's come to this after only learning in the last, I suppose, week and a half the scale of the what's been going on up at the school. Obviously, we've known for quite some time that the school hasn't been in great condition. It's a temporary building that was there for intended for 5 years and is almost 19 years later is still almost standing. I think it was just a kind of a shock yesterday, though, that they just closed the schools so quickly and suddenly we're dealing with homeschooling our children.
I have no doubt you will be. Yeah, I can't imagine how that must feel as families. You're going to go to the meeting tonight. What are you hoping to hear from the Board of Management? Do you want to know why they closed the school or you think it's just off the back of the report?
I think there's a couple of things. I suppose we want to know what the plan is, both from in terms of, I suppose, having our kids at home and what the plan is to kind of get them back in as quickly as possible. But primarily, we just want to know that our kids are going to go back into a safe building. We know that new modular buildings aren't going to arrive overnight. We know the new school is way down the line. But look, I think just people are a bit afraid of just bringing our kids in and having to make that decision to put your kid into an unsafe building every day has been on our minds the last week and a half. You've been kind of making that decision to do that.
Okay.
Which kind of makes you feel complicit as a parent as well, you know.
I can imagine. By the way, in your own particular instance and your children, how will you manage homeschooling? Should that be what's happening?
Yeah, well, so I have three kids and two are in secondary school. So I just have one. So I'm quite lucky. A lot of parents have three kids or so and they're trying to work alongside three young kids at home. So I'm fine. I work for myself from home so I can manage. And obviously I've spent a lot of time dealing with this issue over the last few days. So not much work is getting done anyway. But look, it's doable because ultimately, you know, he's better here with me than in an unsafe building.
Yeah, I would imagine that isn't the case for all families either, though. Let me just put this to you. The Minister for Higher Education and TD indeed for Kildare North spoke about St Patrick's School because it's in his constituency and he believes the school does not need to close. Have a little listen to what he said earlier today.
I don't think it actually should be necessary to close the school. I think when the engagement with the department continues today, I think that will come to light. I think there's not an awful lot more that the department could do than they're already doing. Schedule of works agreed, commitment given in terms of funding, contractors engaged, project manager hired, people on site, work's done in January, February already. Each individual school is an autonomous body. They come out to make their own judgment calls. I think when everyone stands back and has a look at the programme that's underway, understands the schedule of works, perhaps there could be some assurance given from that and indeed drawn from that, that might give the school the comfort that they need to continue business as normal. And of course, the repairs will continue and the capital injection that's so badly needed will continue as well. I expect there will be works going on for some weeks and indeed months to come there. But I do hope this closure can be avoided, and I think it can be avoided.
What do you say to that, Louise?
I mean, with respect to Minister Lawless, I believe he's a barrister. I'm not sure if he's a structural engineer or if he has the capacity to kind of make that statement. Obviously, the Department of Education will have a very strong crisis comms team. And it just sounds like he's reading from something that was handed to him. He hasn't been out at the school. He's been the most disengaged local representative here. Out of all we had a number of councillors and TDs came together to actually deal with this together as a topical issue. And they've been actually really, really helpful. Aidan Farrelly particularly has been speaking up a lot in the Dáil, as has Nisha Carroll. So James Lawless, I think, is a little bit detached from the situation with respect to him. And I think saying that to parents that, you know, I think the school should be okay and we've done enough. You know, there is contractors up in the roof now, but the floor plate is completely compromised with catastrophic failures. I think a lot of it is optics. I think if the department kind of had a plan for buildings like this that were sitting, you know, way past their sell-by date, they wouldn't have to deal with this kind of thing, you know.
We have, and we will repeat the invitation to Minister Lawless to come on the show. We have invited him on the show already, and we will put your concerns to him around all that. But let me ask you a question, and I mean this in a very fair-minded way. Could it be possible that he's right, that the school actually doesn't need to close and that the Board of Management were too hasty or indeed were acting, not because they thought there was imminent injuries going to happen to the children, but they were afraid of imminent lawsuits, really, more so, and that what has happened now, which is this insurance indemnity to allow the reopening of the school on Monday, which the Department of Education has agreed to, that that's really what was needed here. It is, and I'm only asking the question, I don't know the school, as you know, but is that a possibility?
Look, everyone just wants their kids in school, first and foremost, and in a safe building. The insurance indemnity thing is a bit of a, I mean, that angered people this afternoon, because as he's saying, we're recognising that the building is safe, but it's OK, Board of Management, don't worry, we'll pick up the tab if something happens. That's what it sounds like. We still have seen no report stating that the building is
you
safe.
You did say at the beginning, though, and again, I'm not, by the way, I'm not trying to argue with you. I can't imagine the stress of the parents in the school, by the way. I genuinely can't. And I think it is horrendous. It was reminiscent of COVID to be asked to take your children home and somehow become instant teachers or whatever. I think that's this is dreadful for all of you. I see it. But I am kind of half wondering, because at the beginning of the interview, you said to me, we didn't realise how bad it was. You know, and that says to me that maybe it's no worse this week than it was last week or the week before. Is it possible that with an insurance indemnity and the works being carried out, apparently, as we speak, that the kids could be in school? Because there's two things to be balanced here, isn't there? There's the safety of the children, which is of paramount importance, but also I wouldn't dismiss how important it is for them to be attending school. That's so important too. And maybe a balance needs to be struck between those two things in some way. And by the way, I'm asking you, I'm not telling you any of this, because as I say, I've never seen the school. I've only seen photos and they weren't great, to be fair.
Yeah.
So look, do you know what I'm saying?
100%. Look, that's the thing. Nobody's like actively wanting the school to be closed. You know, look, this report landed back in June 2025, okay? So there's been 9 months, and I know Minister Lawless has been saying that the work, you know, is ongoing and all that kind of thing. It hasn't been to the speed of what it needs to have been done. At the end of the day, you know, our kids have to be back in school. There's children there who have, you know, special requirements, need that support in school. It's really, really, really hard for families out there dealing with what they're dealing with today. But ultimately, how can we as parents, when you see that report, the catastrophic failures, threat to life, all of what it points out, how can we as parents kind of go, oh, it's okay, we need that assurance. And it's okay saying, yeah, they're on site. A ceiling fell in over Christmas, thankfully the place was closed. Junior infants, a life fitting fell down during class. You know, I just don't know. No, I think it'd be two big regrets.
And Louise, so, I fully appreciate it. And
there is a balance, but it's insulting that James Lawless, who hasn't bothered to come out to us once, would just so flippantly say that it's regrettable that they've made the decision.
Right.
And it's kind of thrown the Board of Management under the bus. You know, really and truly, it's putting it back on us. And it's like,
well,
hang on.
As
you know,
I say,
take some responsibility.
We will invite the minister on, and I promise you, we will put all those concerns to him. And by the way, I fully get that the parents are between a rock and a hard place here through no fault of their own. I absolutely do. But thank you so much, and good luck at the meeting this evening.
Thank you.
Louise McNerney, their parent from St. Patrick's Primary School. Shane, this is a nightmare for those parents.
It really is.
Either send your kid into a school, yes, it has an insurance indemnity, but that potentially you believe in your heart is not safe for them, or have them at home missing school, not getting an education. Like, this is a disaster all around.
Hobson's
and it should
choice.
Never have gotten this far, in
it
fairness.
It shouldn't.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.